Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, and I am excited because today is a special day. This is entry 40 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. 40 entries. Wow. I did not realize that time was flying like this. I didn't realize that season 2 is almost a wrap. We are on entry number 40. And 40 is a special number. Biblically, it's a special number. Spiritually, mentally, I love everything about it. So today I wanted to really speak to that. Y'all know that I love to talk about faith. That's just what it is. It's included in everything I do. So today's entry is called How to Keep God in Your Business Without Being Pushy. I get this question a lot because people know that with me, I don't try to push my religion on anybody. I am a Christian woman, but I really, really, really include God in everything I do. And I wanted to talk about the importance of doing that and share some information with you guys today about some businesses that do the same and they are thriving. So we're going to talk about the importance of keeping God as priority in your business. Like I said, the number 40 is very, very, very spiritual. It actually shows up in the Bible, I think, 146 times or a little bit over 146 times, the number 40. Another super spiritual number is the number 7. But the number 40 specifically, we all know that Jesus was tempted for 40 days or 40 nights by the devil, honey. So it's a very powerful number. So today we're going to get straight into that. All right. So we're going to talk about a few different things. I want to talk about how to be a giver in business. I want to talk about paying tithes. I'm going to talk about a few different brands that include God in their business and it shows, and also setting boundaries in your business to make sure that God is included. So let's get into it. So today's conversation is a little bit more lighter. We've had a lot of discussions about business. We had Gina here last week. We had a lot going on. And I know you guys have had a lot of homework. So today is all about just meditation, spirituality, and getting yourself prepared for your new level because 2021 is around the corner. And I think it's super important that you guys understand what I do spiritually to prepare for that new season. All right. So first things first, be a giver. All right. So we talked about this a few times already, the importance of being a fruitful and cheerful giver. Now, with God being included in your business, you're going to be showcasing him in every realm. You're going to be being a pillar, right? You're going to be really not fearful about sharing your opinion on who God is in your business. You're going to have to understand that God is the director, the ultimate CEO of your business. So you're kind of just the manager at the end of the day. So you have to really trust whatever God directs you to do with your business. I'm not telling you to go out here and do anything you're uncomfortable doing, but make sure that you're praying over your decision making in business and you're asking for direction before you put things out there. Being that I am a woman of God, I have to watch what information we do put out there. At a regular exposure, we are attracting a Generation Z consumer now, and that girl is very much into pop culture, so we have to still translate and talk to her while still watching our mouths in a certain sense. So we got to make sure we're doing it with a certain level of coof, I would say. And we have to make sure that we are still considering that we're talking to young women and they might not be in the same space that we're in personally. So we have to consider all those things. All right. Now, what I do want to say about being a giver, it's important that you guys are showcasing God through your business within your giving ship, I'll say, to others. All right. So obviously we're not going to be just giving out free clothes, free goodie bags and all that good stuff all the time. We can't do that. We wish we could, but we can't. We got to still survive. So I'm not telling you to give away your inventory, give away products to brand ambassadors. No. What I am saying is to make sure that you create an opportunity to share your gifts with others. So for example, I'll give you an example. At Irregular Exposure, we do this campaign each year called the Exposure Irregular Campaign. It rolled out last year. It was something that was on my heart to do. I prayed and fasted over my business before Black Friday, and this was something that clearly I knew I needed to do. Irregular Exposure is a brand that is all about attainable luxury. It's an attainable luxury brand for all women. And we love to showcase all body types. We love to showcase all features. We love to showcase everyday women as ambassadors. If you go on to our Instagram at Irregular Exposure, you'll see we only follow our ambassadors. That's it. We don't follow anyone else. And our ambassadors are everyday women that have like 2,000 followers, 1,000 followers, 13K followers. Like, we don't really care about the following. We care about the content that you generate for us. And we reach out to these women because they have shopped with us before and they look great in our outfits. So every one of our ambassadors were previous customers. Literally, every one of our ambassadors are previous customers that were just shopping on the fly, took some killer pictures, and we signed them. That makes our brand so dope because we're exposing everyday women's irregularities. We are showcasing them and letting people see that you don't have to have 7 million followers on social media to be an influence. You don't have to be somebody that has a certain body type. Like, we showcase all types of women, curvy women, plus size women, petite women, like all types of women in our products. And I think that is so powerful. So with that being said, we decided to do this campaign last year. One of our customers by the name of Makia, she had bought so much Irregular Exposure and was killing it all the time. And we did this Exposure Irregular campaign where we asked all of our customers to make a video. It had to be 60 seconds or less long, showcasing what makes them irregular, what makes you different, what makes you an irregular girl, what makes you a vibe, right? And Makia did this really dope video and she was chosen as the winner. She was living in Philly at the time. We said, hey, if you can get to LA in like a week, we want to do this campaign with you. What it entails is you actually being the face of the brand on our website. You're going to be the face of a collection and you're going to get a percentage of all sales from the collection. That simple. And she was like, what? Like, this is a major opportunity. And we're like, yeah, we're going to pay you for 3 months commission on all sales that come from this collection. You're going to get a huge percentage. And yeah, you're just going to get this money for your hard work. And she came to LA. We did the shoot. Makia is still an ambassador to this day. She is like my little sister now. I am a mentor to her and a guide. I'm assisting her with creating a new company that she's working on right now that I've been really pushing her to do because she's so stylish. And I couldn't imagine our content without her. All because we created this opportunity. And now she's an ambassador. She is able to work with brands. She is establishing herself. And this is not just because of us. This is because of her seeing it within herself. And it just turned out to be something great. So we said, let's keep this going. So now we do this Exposure Irregular campaign where we are cheerful givers and we choose a customer that invested in us and we give to them. We get them out here to LA. We give them a commission on all sales from a style that they promote on our website. We make them the face of the website homepage. We send out email blasts and content showcasing them. We do a video interview of me interviewing that customer. So I'm not sitting here talking about myself all day. I'm sitting here really getting to know that customer and what makes them irregular. Like, I want to get to know the people that shop with us. Because of you, we have a business. We are creating opportunities for other people because of you. So we take that serious. And that Exposure Irregular campaign allows us to do that. Now, if you're not in a place where you could do something like that, I'm not telling you to do this exact thing we're doing, obviously, but I want you guys to consider partnering with organizations that are dear to your testimony. That is going to be super powerful for you. So look out for organizations. If you are someone that's a survivor of anything, let's say you're a survivor of a illness, right? Let's say you're a survivor of domestic violence. Let's say you're a survivor of drug abuse, anything. You need to connect with organizations in your community. And you need to align with them. You need to be a part of their decision making. You need to be a part of their give backs. Another thing that we're doing is hashtag Irregular Exposure Cares. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be taking a day to close down our offices and we're going to be assisting a new organization that we're working with. And with that organization, we're going to be giving back our time, just literally us giving our time. We're going to be assisting with their day to day of giving back, literally. So you have to be fruitful and cheerful givers. So make sure that you're also looking into organizations that need your help. And I do want to mention that a lot of domestic violence organizations, they usually look to partner with us because a lot of times they need clothing. These women are literally leaving sometimes in the middle of the night with nothing. They have their children. They need help. We all need help, right? So I want you guys to look into organizations that genuinely need your help. Don't just go out here and find a company. Find something that aligns with who you are and your voice and your testimony that God has already given you. He's given you this testimony to showcase it, right? He's given you this testimony to use it. So like I always tell you guys, your gift is literally that thing that God has given you that nobody else has. And your purpose is how you showcase it to the world. So use your gift and make it purposeful. And that is what you're doing. So me as the CEO, I have to think about the things that have led to my testimony being fruitful. And I have to now go back down that storyline and give in every direction. Something else that I'm doing within the Fashionpreneur Academy. We wanted to do this last year, but COVID hit. We wanted to create a partnership with Baltimore City Public School System. It was very challenging, but we were able to get somebody on the phone finally, and we're still working to get this thing done. But it is something that's dear to me because I'm a product of youth entrepreneurship programs. I'm a graduate of the NAACP Youth Entrepreneurship Program. When I was 14, that program invested everything into me. My teacher, Miss Lisa, was a young entrepreneur at the time, and she invested so much into me. And I think about how now I'm her age. And I have to now be that fruitful and cheerful giver for the next generation of youth that's coming. So that is something that I have to do. It is a requirement within the academy for me to give back. So those are all acts of God, literally. Being a giver with nothing in return. I want nothing in return. All right. And that is what makes things so powerful for you, to make sure that you have God within your business and within your testimony. So those are two examples of how we're going to be giving within that testimony. I wish somebody gave me the opportunity years ago to do something like the Exposure Irregular campaign. I wish a black owned brand was giving back to homeless shelters and domestic violence organizations. Like, these are things that we don't see enough of. And you know what's crazy, y'all? The other day, me and Gina, aka Brittany, we were watching the BET Hip Hop Awards, and Britt is a marketing guru, as you guys know, and she was talking about the importance of making sure that you're partnering with organizations and you're showcasing your brand, being aligned with these companies, right? And we were watching the awards, and we were talking about how all these different artists are up and coming, and how a lot of them, they always come and go. And it was an entertaining show, but you know what was crazy? It was one particular artist, G Herbo. He didn't perform on the show, but they showcased the video of him. It was literally right after we finished talking about the importance of aligning yourself with organizations. And he had showcased, they had followed him to his elementary school. He had bought his elementary school that he attended in Chicago, and he created an organization for the students to give back. And they highlighted it on just like this really quick 60-second video, maybe 2 minutes long tops. And he didn't perform on the show, but he was the most memorable person on the show to me because of that giving, because of his heart. That is the type of moves you make. He didn't pick up a mic. We didn't see him perform. He didn't have a dancer behind him. He didn't do any of that. He literally allowed us to see him be a fruitful and cheerful giver. And that alone allowed me to remember him, because now we'll never forget that you care about your community and that you're using your profits to be a voice. That is what it's about. That is how you include God without being pushy, and you give people the opportunity to take advantage. And it's not about always showcasing it. It's not about always recording it. It's about just genuinely doing it and being about it. So that is something to consider. All right, guys. Now, I also want you guys to understand the importance of paying your tithes. I say this every year, but my tithes are on auto pay. I pay $111.27 every single Monday to my church. Now, a lot of people have their thoughts on tithing. They don't believe in it. Whatever you believe is your business. However, I have noticed since my tithes have been on auto pay that my life has shifted. I give my 10% with no problem. Okay. Now, what the church does with that is their business. I know that it's going into the right place because of the church I attend. I know that it's going back into the community that I am now a part of, and that means the world to me. But the whole point of me tithing is for me to sacrifice something back to God. And I want to make sure that you guys understand the importance of that as you're growing a business. If you are not sacrificing, it is going to be a challenge for you to hear from him on your next step. And you do whatever works for you. Okay. But for me, my household and everybody surrounding it, we gonna have to get at 10%. All right. So do not forget to pay your tithes. Give your 10%. Give your 10%. And I will say this. If you're somebody that you don't have a church home and you're not sure how to do it, start by just being a cheerful giver. See where you can give. You might want to just start with giving your time, like I said. See if you can give and mentor. See if you can give to someone that might be your same age and has been trying to catch up with you and just wants to connect to pick your brain for 10 minutes. Just start giving. Give. That is so imperative, and I want you to be genuinely happy about it. I put on my 2021 goals when I had a meeting recently about my 2021 plans. Hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. 21 goals when I had a meeting recently about my 2021 plans. I talked about how I want 2021 to be dedicated to celebrating everyone around me even more. So 2020, I learned the importance of celebrating people thanks to COVID. My brother had never had a birthday party ever. He had like one when he was like a kid or something like that, but he never had a birthday party as an adult. And he never really took his birthday serious. None of us ever really did. And we threw him this huge birthday party, and he said, like, he will never forget this. He talks about it every time I talk to him. Like, the memories that we put on in his brain is just, like, top tier. The memories that all of us now have together, family members I didn't see in months I was able to connect with. Like, that memory was so valuable. And I was like, yo, 2021, I want to start creating those type of memories for everybody around me. So I want to celebrate everybody on, like, 2.0 level. So if you are celebrating anything in your life, a birthday, if you have celebrated 1 year of entrepreneurship, like, I want to celebrate you. And I celebrate everybody around me. Gina celebrated her first year of entrepreneurship, and she didn't even realize it on May 10th. I will not forget the date. May 10th, she didn't realize that she had just surpassed 1 year of entrepreneurship, and she had made six figures in her first year of entrepreneurship. So I had went and got a cake, champagne. I got balloons. I made it a thing. Like, this is like a birthday. This matters. I do not play about my bossiversary. April 26th, it's lit. This day means something. And I'm coming up with my 5-year bossiversary. Like, that is major. One of my other good friends just celebrated their bossiversary. I was like, we have to make this a thing. So I am dedicated to 2021 being about celebrating everybody on a new level, because I want also everyone around me to realize how much you deserve to be celebrated. And it's going to help you guys in your decision making and what you allow in your life when you start celebrating yourself in that way. And 2020, I can genuinely say I started celebrating myself, and it made me want to start celebrating others. I've always celebrated myself, but not enough, if you ask me. I haven't taken time to genuinely make it a, like, entire situation to celebrate myself. So now it's a situation. Like, birthdays for me, like, I start planning 6 weeks in advance. Vacations, I start planning months in advance. Like, I make myself a priority to be celebrated now, and that just started this year. So yeah, it makes me want to celebrate everyone else around me. I want everyone to feel top tier. So I noticed that this year everyone around me has been celebrating more, and we've been celebrating more together. My friends, they flew from back home in Baltimore to LA just to have dinner with me for one day and then flew back home. Like, those type of actions, like, you deserve that. We're so quick to say, oh, don't inconvenience yourself. But no, you deserve that level of love and support. And I think it's important that we open the door for that to come in. So I want you guys to start celebrating yourselves and celebrating every person around you, because that matters. And that is a format of giving. And I just want us to all have genuine giving hearts. It's going to showcase in your business and your decision making. It's going to showcase when you communicate to your customers. It's going to show in every way. All right. Now, I wanted to also mention a few brands, guys, that do showcase God in everything they do. Obviously, Chick-fil-A. obviously, right? I want you guys to understand that Chick-fil-A continues to be the number one fast food chain, and they're closed on Sundays. Everybody else working on Sundays. I just want y'all to see how God works. They don't even have to work on Sundays. They work 6 days a week, okay? 6 days a week. They don't even touch a Sunday, and they are still thriving. While everybody else is on their seven-day kit. It's because God is in it, okay? Chick-fil-A does not play about letting you know that they are Christian-owned, and they do not play about their sacrifices. They are closed on Sunday, and I think it says so much about their values and culture to be closed on Sundays. And I love that they've never changed that. My entire life, Chick-fil-A has been closed on Sundays. Like, entire life. And I think it speaks volumes. Another brand that does this, guys, Forever 21. I don't know if you guys know, but they actually recently did this Jesus Loves You t-shirt collection. It was super dope. And also, I don't know if you guys know, but on all of their bags, they say John 3:16. All of their bags, shopping bags. So it's just a little slight flex that God is here and dwelling in all of our decision making. The owner of Forever 21 actually said that God came to her in a dream and told her that she needs to open a fashion store and it's going to be really successful. And I believe those type of stories because I tell you guys about my dream all the time. If you don't know about it, watch the masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I share this story. But I had this crazy dream, not even crazy. I had this blessed dream where God and my dad, who's no longer here with me, basically confirmed, like, you need to do this. I got you. And I was like, okay, cool. So blind faith is a real thing. And I'm a product of it. So I want you guys to understand the importance of it. Another brand that includes God in everything they do is one of my favorite brands. I was about to wear this brand today too. Fear of God. This is my favorite brand ever. Jerry Lorenzo is the founder and CEO. He's an LA native. And Fear of God is like the dopest brand to me. It's a very high-end streetwear line. And it's not just streetwear. They also have ready-to-wear. And they have these dope collections. They have essentials collections. They did a collaboration with Nip this year earlier, the Crenshaw collab. It was available one day only in LA. They do so much within the community. And I love that the founder and CEO, Jerry, always has a voice. And I remember he did an interview and someone asked him, why did you name your brand Fear of God? And he explained that it's a fear. He said that he was, you know, raised in a household that was consumed with God. Everything they did was about God. And it derives everything about him as a man. And he talked about the importance of his brand being aligned with God in everything that he does is out of that fear of God. And he, oh my gosh, he just spoke so amazing about who God is and his business. Y'all just make sure y'all check out those interviews on like YouTube. Look up Jerry Lorenzo, Fear of God. And the collaborations that Fear of God has done, from Nike to Converse, like, it's crazy. The brand is top tier. They're sold at Barney's, they're sold everywhere. And this is a minority owned brand that put God first, literally. So I want you guys to do your research on these brands and the importance of it. And I'm not telling you to create a brand as cliche. I'm telling you to expand your brand by working with others, because that is literally what God wants us to do, is work together. Don't be the brand that's all independent. Y'all don't connect with people. Y'all don't do nothing within the community. You got to grow and you got to have a voice and you have to have an opinion on matters. And when you do that, it's going to say a lot about your brand's culture. So please, please consider adding God into your business without being pushy. Anybody out there that's service-based, you're a stylist or anything of that nature, and you're trying to figure out, well, how can I include God into my business? I think that it's just important that you start where you are in regards to seeing what your customers need. And again, consider your testimony. If you are a stylist, you're probably doing it because, or for example, you could be being a stylist right now. Right now, you could be doing that just because you used to have trouble finding clothes that fit you. You could be somebody that lost a lot of weight and now you're looking for a new look. You could be someone that, again, beat something tremendous, like, you are a survivor and you wanted to create this atmosphere and this outlet. You could be a blogger for those reasons. I've recently met a blogger who is struggling with health right now, and she created this as an outlet. Her blog is thriving. So don't be scared to showcase your testimony. So it's always a way to do it. It's always a way to do it without giving too much, but it's always a way to do it and make sure that God is inclusive. And sometimes your testimony is just enough. All right. So don't be scared to share your testimony and share who you are. I think it's going to be able to touch a lot of people, and I think you'll inspire so many. All right, y'all. Well, that wraps another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys are staying prayed up during these crazy times as well. And just make sure that you are including him in everything you do, and you will see the results. I'll talk to you guys soon. So we're not just giving out free clothes. So I'm not telling you to give away your